AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. 21 people in custody in Brussels, all picked up in the last few hours as Belgium's capital locks down against possible terror attacks for a third day in a row. Still on the run, though, Salah Abdeslam, a key figure in the Paris terror attacks known to have crossed into Belgium the day after the massacres. AP correspondent Frank Jordans is overseas.
Nobody wants to paralyze the city, but it seems that the authorities feel that the threat is serious enough for them to keep the subway shut and to keep schools shut, which is, of course, going to affect a lot of people.
This morning, the French and British leaders met in Paris and promised to share intelligence. Britain's David Cameron.
The UK and France are already doing this, but today we've agreed to step up our efforts even further and to work more closely with our European neighbors.
And he says he'll ask Parliament for permission to send the Royal Air Force over Islamic State group targets in Syria. Secretary of State Kerry said last hour,
the pace has to be picked up and more needs to be done, and everybody understands that.
Secretary Kerry says there is no known specific threat here in the U.S., though he says there is always the threat of a lone wolf. His best advice?
People need to not panic. There is a strategy in place growing by the day.
He was on the Today Show. We are learning that Pfizer and Allergan will join in a $160 billion deal to create the world's largest drug maker. Allergan makes Botox. A prosecutor says the Easter weekend heist in London's Diamond District was the largest burglary in the history of England's court system. The haul was worth $21 million. Four men have pleaded guilty. Four others are on trial. This is AP Radio News. There's a new NASCAR champion. Correspondent Steve Richards is in Florida with this.
Finishing off one of the greatest comebacks in NASCAR history, Kyle Busch outlasted defending champ Kevin Harvick to win at Homestead Miami Speedway and with it his first Cup championship. Title contenders Jeff Gordon came home sixth, Martin Truex Jr. was 12th. Busch, who suffered a broken right leg and fractured left foot during a hard crash back in February, sat out 11 races before winning five en route to his first title. It was the fourth for team owner Joe Gibbs with three different drivers. Kyle Busch wins the race and the championship. Steve Richards, Homestead, Florida.
And Jeff Gordon ends up with a goodbye party instead of a championship celebration after a storied career. The British boy band One Direction won big at last night's American Music Awards, Artist of the Year, Pop Group of the Year as well. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.